This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
BJ and Jamie.
Did you see where Delta's offering $30,000 to each and every passenger that was on that Toronto flight that flipped over?
I did.
$30,000. Here's the story.
Delta Airlines says it is offering $30,000 to passengers who were on board flight 4819. A spokesperson for the airline says the money has no strings attached and does not affect the rights of customers.
Yeah, right.
Only one of the 21 people injured in the crash remains in hospital.
You take that check, you better read the fine print. That's all I'm going to say. Okay. They're saying no strings
attached.
That's
what they're saying,
but you
right?
You better read the
print,
man.
Are going to have to sign something.
Without
when you get
a doubt.
It. Yeah. And I'm like, are we sure about that?
You know that part that none of us read. You better read it.
Because I feel like it does end any litigation possibility.
I swear, I'm with Jamie on this, okay? Yeah. Listen, they're going to have you sign something when you get that check for $30,000, okay? And in the fine print, it's going to say that you're going to waive your litigation. Bottom line. It's the only reason you would do this.
I mean, but they're publicly saying that there's no strings attached, so it would be a horrible PR move if, in fact, it was in the fine print.
Because you know it's going to come out eventually.
Because if somebody does try to sue them after taking the 30 grand, and then they go, hey, wait a minute, my lawyer just said that's going to be a bad PR move on their part.
It would be.
Yeah, so maybe they're just saying, okay, if we just give them 30 grand now, it'll just take care of, you know, some of the extra.
Yeah, and maybe it'll soften the blow so that people won't come back. And, you know, pretty much everybody on the flight could have a lawsuit. Now, I don't know if they win or not, but they would have a lawsuit because you can file whatever you want. But maybe the $30,000 keeps everybody at peace, except for maybe two or three stragglers that go out and get a lawsuit going.
Right. Yeah.
You know, maybe that's what they're hoping, that it just calms it down just a bit. You know,
because their total payout will be $2.3 million.
Yep.
So that's nothing. I mean, because one person alone can get that probably,
right?
You know, especially if it causes like PTSD or something like that, where you can't fly again, and maybe you're in business and it requires you to fly. You know, your job.
Like that's your job. Yeah.
I think if I were on this flight, and I've thought about this too, I think it'd be a while before I got back on another airplane. I do.
It would change a little bit.
I think it would be too. Because we played the guy from Denver. There was a guy from Denver that was on that flight. We played him yesterday here on the air. And he mentioned in his little statement that it's not going to stop him from flying. You know, that he's going to get back on again. I don't know if I could. I think it would rattle me a bit.
Well, it's like, you know, even knowing what my sister went through with the airbag, and it broke all her ribs and her nose, and it broke off her teeth and all that stuff. And I've never even thought about really being in a car accident with my Jeep, and she was in her Jeep. And so now I sit way far back from the steering wheel.
It changes your perspective on things. It does.
Oh, yeah.
It does. Yeah. I mean, I've never thought about having a crushed ankle and all this stuff. And now I just, like, I kind of panic all the time now where I'm like, oh, God, I don't want to wreck.
I never never thought about it because, you know, I've been under that recall forever with my airbag, and I never really thought about it. I just ignored all the warnings and everything until you keep driving it home with me about this thing taking off my head or something. And now when I drive it, I think about it all the time.
It impales you.
Yeah.
Your Deborah Takahara airbag will impale you.
I know.
Yeah, that's bad.
I know. It's a bad.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's like getting a sword through your whole sternum.
Tabloid Trash is coming up next here on the BJ Jamie Morning Show on a Thursday. Yeah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.